called it a French corgi. It was part corgi. Meeting to order for December 16th, 2024. We will begin with the Pledge of Allegiance led by Mr. Skuse.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you.
Dr. Brown, administrative reports.
Changes to the agenda.
I'm sorry.
Madam President, I move to approve all changes to the agenda annotated with an asterisk.
A second.
With a motion by Mr. Skuse, a second by Ms. Weber to accept the changes to the agenda with the asterisk. Are there any questions or comments? Hearing none, Ms. Weber, how do you vote?
Aye.
Dr. Wilson?
Aye.
Mr. Skuse?
Aye.
Mr. Snow?
Aye.
Chair votes aye. Motion carries. Now, we will begin with the principal's report.
Good evening. We're happy to have you guys all here with us. This year, we created a new motto for Sunnyside, which is, when you can't find the sunshine, be the sunshine. The purpose of this is to promote empathy and kindness throughout our building. It has been amazing to witness the care and compassion that our scholars and staff have shown every day to bring the sunshine, even on the days when we don't feel so great. It has truly brought out the best and has made Sunnyside an even more special place to be. Tonight, we want you to hear from some of our scholars. Our STEP program will be presenting tonight. They came up with the idea that you see behind you, the top 10 things that make Sunnyside sunny. This is completely student-created under the direction of our STEP teacher, Mrs. Bersolio. So I'm going to turn it over to them. We as STEP students at Sunnyside Elementary would like to take a few minutes to share with you the top 10 reasons why we think our school is the sunniest place on earth. In no particular order, we present Sunnyside's top 10. Number 10, our PTO. Along with frequent treats for the staff, the PTO sponsors many student events, such as the Budash, Holiday Shop, and Penny Wars. Side of them. You never know what they will do.
and the best is around you every day. Number two, let's go.
Thank you. Thank you.
Dr. Brown.
Good evening, everyone. For my report this evening, I have a couple things I'd like to share, and then we also have a special recognition that will weave into my report. First off, since the last board meeting, we had the Smyrna Clayton Ministerium Community Thanksgiving Dinner at Smyrna Elementary School. It was a wonderful opportunity to help in the community. I would say we had about 600 meals. Is that about right? There were a lot. And it is just a great opportunity for our community to come together and share that afternoon with them. Kudos, too, to the ministerium for all of their hard work in bringing the people together and putting this on every year. This is my third year, and this is, I know with COVID that there were some changes with that. Additionally, I believe last month I talked about our Superintendent Student Advisory Council at the high school and the middle school. I had the opportunity to meet with those students last week, and to say that it was a highlight of my day would be an understatement. Students were able to register through a form telling me why they wanted to participate, and then we met with each other and had some plans for future meetings as to how they can promote leadership from their level. In addition to that, this week we will be putting out our Eagle Eye, and so there'll be look for information on that. And then finally, we have Mrs. Melissa Wilson here, Missy Wilson, as everyone knows her, with Rebel Chase, and we'll talk about that in a few minutes. So thank you.
Thank you very much. Student Board Member Report.
First, from SGA, the Interactive Aster Club, consisting of CTE and related art students, held their monthly meeting and continued to plan for the 8th grade Smyrna Middle School Pathway Fair. That will be held on January 16th, and the 8th grade is following that on January 23rd. This is a great way for middle school students to get a taste of what's to come in their future high school careers and the classes they want to take. Ed Rising conducted its annual local competitions to great success. Over 270 students competed for an opportunity to go overnight to Rehoboth Beach in February, and competitors are from around Delaware. The competition on Wednesday, December 11th, had 43 projects and 53 students who qualified for state competition. A special recognition of a SHS student, R. Gabriella Charles, has been selected as United States Senate Youth Delegate for the state of Delaware. This prestigious award is a testament to her exceptional leadership, academic excellence, and dedication to civic engagement. As a Senate Youth Delegate, Gabby will have the unique opportunity to represent Delaware in the 63rd annual U.S. Senate Youth Program being held in Washington, D.C. from March 1st to March 8th. There, she will engage with high-level officials in the federal government, participate in in-depth discussions on national issues, and gain valuable insights to the workings of the U.S. Senate. This accolade not only recognizes Gabby's outstanding achievements, but also underscores her potential to make a significant impact on the future of our nation. In addition to Washington Week, Gabby's award also includes a $10,000 undergraduate scholarship.
Nice.
From our choir, many of our choir students auditioned and were chosen for Delaware's All-State Choir. In the report below are listed these exceptionally talented singers. We'll say we had 5 singers ranked in the top 10 in the state and 1 first in the state in her voice. Our writing club, SHS's brand new writing club, is looking to start a school magazine focusing on connection and representation of clubs around the school. This club is run by our new ELA teacher, Ms. Waite. The Winter Harvest was held this past Saturday the 14th, and it was a huge success. The high school cafeteria and old gym were lined with stands giving out coats, toiletries, and food to families and kids in need. And there were several activities for kids to participate in and fun competitions between stands. Highlighted at this event was performances by the jazz band, Crimson Fire Drumline, and Ladies of Red, who spread Christmas cheer with their special performances. And of course, Santa and Mrs. Claus were there from the North Pole to greet and take pictures of kids. Student volunteers worked as present runners, delivering gifts to all the kids who went to see Santa. Our sincere sincerest thanks go out to all people, businesses, organizations who helped make this event possible. It's a huge group effort and a special opportunity to help those in need during the holiday season. And lastly, SHS drama production of Clue turned out phenomenal, as always, a testament to the talents and efforts of all of our student actors. Drama's spring musical will be Into the Woods, the magical tale of a vengeful witch and a childless couple. Auditions are being held this week, and the performances will be in April. One note that there will be live music this year. The club has been fundraising for this cause, and any extra support is greatly appreciated. Thank you.
Thank you. Lots of great things happening at the high school.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right. Any other questions or comments on any of the other reports, human resources operations, curriculum, or special services? Okay, we will move on to the special recognitions.
So if Missy Wilson would please come up.
Those of you that don't know, Missy is administrative assistant at Smyrna Elementary School, and she was named on December 2nd, 3rd, first Monday in December, as the Delaware, it's the 2024 Delaware State winner in the Educational Support Professional category. This is a first for Smyrna School District to have a winner in this category. And if you've ever spent any time at Smyrna Elementary School, you know the value of Missy, certainly the value of her vision and hard work in terms of working with Rebel Chase. And yeah, you too. Since I've been here, Missy has done nothing but been more than kind and welcoming to me, and it's been amazing to see Rebel grow into the dog that he's become through your hard work. And we know there are a lot of other people who have hard work that participate in this. And so with that, we just wanted to honor you this evening with a certificate. And we also have, these are our new Smyrna S symbols. So you can proudly wear that on your, wherever you'd like to wear it. Would you like to say a few words?
Oh, sure.
Well, first of all, what an honor to represent not only Smyrna School District for the first time ever. I'm really competitive, so that was awesome. But also to represent our school, our community. I think it's a great opportunity to shine a light on what greatness we have not only at Smyrna Elementary, but in our district. There's so many wonderful staff members and students. It's not just about me or Rebel. It's about everything our district offers and represents. So I can't thank you all enough. I'm super excited, and I hope to make you all proud, and so is Rebel. He's crying, yes. So thank you so much. It's just an honor, and to be the first is amazing.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you, Missy.
All right, I will entertain a motion to go into executive session.
So moved.
Motion by Mr. Snow, second by Mr. Skuse to move into executive section. Any questions or comments? Hearing none, how do you vote, Ms. Weber?
Aye.
Dr. Wilson?
Aye.
Mr. Skuse?
Aye.
Mr. Snow?
Aye.
Chair votes aye. Motion carries. We'll try not to be too long.
Yeah, probably. I mean, everybody can come, it doesn't matter. But yeah, I mean, we're going to go over the referendum stuff real quick so everybody knows what we're going to do.
Okay, perfect. Perfect.
Where are you going? Okay, we'll hit you with my chair.
Sorry if I stole your thunder there with the...
Thank you.
Like this one thing in your school. Thank you. 646. Do you want to go in before personnel?
Mm-hmm. At least anybody who's here to see the business part of it doesn't have to wait. I don't know if they are or they aren't, but hedge your bets a little bit at a time, I guess.
Okay. No public comment.
Yay.
Turn the page. No.
All right, we're going to continue with the meeting now.
You got a while.
Ms. Judy, is there anybody signed up for formal public comment?
No, there's not.
Thank you. There's no old business. We will move on to new business. 9.1, approval of board minutes. We're going to take no action on that, correct? And then we will move on to 9.2, approval of monthly financial reports.
Madam President, I move that we accept item 9.2, monthly financial reports, as submitted.
Second. Motion by Mr. Snow, second by Dr. Wilson, to approve the monthly financial reports as submitted. Any questions or comments? Hearing none, how do you vote, Ms. Weber?
Aye.
Dr. Wilson?
Aye.
Mr. Skews?
Aye.
Mr. Snow?
Aye.
Chair votes aye. Motion carries. School choice, 9.3.
Madam President, I move that we accept school choice 2024-2025 school year and school choice 2025-2026 school year as submitted.
Second.
With motion by Mr. Snow, second by Ms. Weber to approve school choice for the 2024-2025 school year and the 2026 school year as submitted. Any questions or comments? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Oh, geez, that's old school. I'm sorry. Any opposed? Motion carries. Sometimes I slip back into the past.
Madam President, I move to approve items 9.5, 9.6, and 9.7 as submitted.
Second.
All right, with a motion to approve by Mr. Skews to approve 9.5, 9.6, and 9.7 as submitted. Any questions or comments? Hearing none. Ms. Weber, how do you vote?
Aye.
Dr. Wilson?
Aye.
Mr. Skews?
Aye.
Mr. Snow?
Aye.
Chair votes aye. Motion carries. Mm-hmm. 9.8, the referendum.
Madam President, I move to approve item 9.8 as submitted.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Skews, second by Mr. Snow to approve 9.8, the referendum as submitted. Any questions or comments?
So just to clarify to make sure, this is to go for an the intent to go to set a date for an operating referendum of March
15th.
15th. So we are voting with the intent of going for an operating referendum on March 15th, 2025.
Any other questions or comments? Hearing none, Ms. Weber?
Aye.
Dr. Wilson?
Aye.
Mr. Skews?
Aye.
Mr. Snow?
Aye.
Chair votes aye. Motion carries. 10.1, board policies.
We have several board policies for you this evening for your consideration. I will let each individual office who is responsible for the policies to share any comments or background regarding those.
Okay. 10.2, political activity first reading.
Okay, that's policy on political activity. It's a redraft to include activities that were not previously covered. such as campaigning and fundraising. The original policy covered basically board political activity.
Madam President, I move to approve item 10.2, policy 4101, political activity, first reading as submitted.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Skousa, second by Mr. Snow, to approve policy 4101, political activity, first reading revision. Any questions or comments? Hearing none, Ms. Weber?
Aye.
Dr. Wilson?
Aye.
Mr. Skousa?
Aye.
Mr. Snow?
Aye.
Chair votes aye. Motion carries. 10.3, volunteer emergency services leave.
This is a new policy that was drafted to basically document previous practices where we were supporting our active volunteer firefighters and auxiliary members and allowing them to attend an emergency during the workday.
Madam President, I move that we accept item 10.3, policy 4102, volunteer emergency services, first reading.
Second.
With the motion by Mr. Snow, second by Dr. Wilson, to approve policy 4102, volunteer emergency service leave, first reading. Any questions or comments? Hearing none, Ms. Weber?
Aye.
Dr. Wilson?
Aye.
Mr. Snow, Seuss?
Aye.
Mr. Snow?
Aye.
Chair votes aye. Motion carries. 10.4, policy 4105, privacy rights of employees, first reading revision.
This is also a redraft of an original policy. This is to extend the policy to include things such as benefits and the responsibilities of employees who have access to personnel information.
Madam President, I move that we accept 10.4, policy 4105, privacy rights of employees, as submitted. First reading, as submitted.
Second.
With a motion by Dr. Wilson and second by Mr. Snow to accept the first reading revision of policy 4105, privacy rights of employees. Any questions or comments? Hearing none, Ms. Weber, how do you vote?
Aye.
Dr. Wilson?
Aye.
Mr. Skousa?
Aye.
Mr. Snow?
Aye.
Chair votes aye. Motion carries. Policy 4149, course tuition reimbursement, first reading revision. Motion.
Madam President, I move that we accept item 10.5, policy 4149, course tuition reimbursement, first reading.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Snow, second by Ms. Weber to approve policy 4149, course tuition reimbursement, first reading revision. Any questions or comments?
Just a thought with the change in date. We're going to get that messaging out somehow to make sure everybody knows, or well, I guess if it's first reading, second reading will be in January, so it won't really go in effect with the change of date until the following year, so we have plenty of time.
Yes, actually there's an email that goes out multiple times a year that reminds employees that it's time to request it and then it's time to submit it.
Nice, thank you.
All right, any other questions or comments? Ms. Weber, how do you vote?
Aye.
Dr. Wilson?
Aye.
Mr. Skousa?
Aye.
Mr. Snow?
Aye.
Chair votes aye. Motion carries.
All right, policy 5142, Family and Medical Leave Act, first reading revision.
This is mostly a reformatting, but it also added a legal statement that we're required to add for the upcoming paid leave that that will be in effect in January 2026. And the state is working on a model policy. So this is just a placeholder until then.
Madam President, I move to approve item 10.6, policy 4152, Family and Medical Leave Act, the first reading revision as submitted.
With a motion by Mr. Seuss, second by Dr. Wilson, to approve the first reading revision of policy 4152, Family and Medical Leave Act, as submitted. Any questions or comments? Hearing none, Ms. Weber, how do you vote?
Aye.
Dr. Wilson?
Aye.
Mr. Skuse?
Aye.
Mr. Snow?
Aye.
Chair votes aye. Motion carries. Policy 500.1, Student Code of Conduct, Elementary First Reading Revision.
Thank you, Madam President. This is the Student Code of Conduct for actually all three of the codes of conduct. 5100.1, 0.2, and 0.3 have all been revised to exclude anything beyond the bus as a discipline zone for our supervision, as well as adding code, an administrative code for us to utilize to document things we might need in a student's file.
So just to clarify, Mrs. Judy, this revision is to basically say that the code of conduct does not apply when the student is at the bus stop but not yet picked up at the bus. Is that correct?
Correct.
Madam President, I move to approve item 10.7, 10.8, 10.9, policy 5100.1, 0.2, 0.3, student code of conduct as submitted.
Second.
With a motion by Mr. Seuss, a second by Mr. Snow, to approve policy 5100.1, 0.2, and 0.3, the student code of conduct as submitted as a first reading. Any additional questions or comments? Hearing none, Ms. Weber, how do you vote?
Aye.
Dr. Wilson?
Aye.
Mr. Skuse?
Aye.
Mr. Snow?
Aye.
Chair votes aye. Motion carries.
All right, and that takes us to the discussion part of our meeting, and we'll begin with construction update.
Go ahead, Nick.
All right, everyone. Just to maintain continuity, we've been sharing out on our construction projects in progress. Ongoing projects, North Smyrna Elementary, obviously the addition's going on. We are wrapping up the roof. Clayton Intermediate is receiving a nice new addition, and then we're still working towards that new intermediate school and breaking ground. Sorry. All right, so North Smyrna, I have a picture, kind of an overview of what that looks like. You can see that that construction project encompasses almost that whole piece of property. Everybody knows North, that big section at the back is rather large. So this is going to be a nice new addition to the parking lot and bring everything up to standard so we don't have car riders going out on the main road across there. So Thompson Sun, who's a siting contractor, he is about wrapped up. He installed the grease interceptor and sanitary grinder. That was his last duty on the right hand side when you go back towards the project. He's wrapping up prepping roadways and getting curbs established in there, so we have a nice established driveway so we're not tracking mud into throughout the job site. Curbs have been poured around the main parking lot island in the back of the fire lane. RC Fab has erected area A and AC. That's like the front main office and admin suites. If you drive by, you'll see it's like a two-story shell. It's just vaulted ceilings in there. Starting to install junior beams in there with roof decking. Still going to try to wrap up that section, move to the back so the exterior framing can start in the front. They already began layout, they shot on some clips. So we're going to start seeing some exterior studying go on at North here very soon. We're working in conjunction with RC Fab, GC, and the district. We've established a beam signing date for that project. It's going to take place this Thursday, 12/19. We're going to be setting a beam out close to the construction fence. So if you're familiar with North, so we're going to be doing that project's still about 30 days ahead of schedule. Moving forward through North. I apologize, sorry guys. Fabric and stone is still ongoing, establishing roadways and base. Curb infrastructure is continuing once the crane moves. So this crane's on tracks at that school site, and it's been like maneuvering around there. So they've been slowly trying to get roadways in around the crane. Steel roof deck, like I said, has already started begin getting installed. So you have to see that continue. And that exterior wall studding is going to start in that area. We're going to be making connection to the building and studding and then glass to get it closed in for winter. Clayton Intermediate, another overview of the project. You see that additional on the right-hand side in that picture. All the main structural steel on all three areas has been erected. Roof decking in Area A has begun. It's probably about a quarter of the way through. NEC, who's the site contractor, has started erecting that gable wall where that faux, chimney stack would be. So it's starting to take shape to maintain the continuity between the buildings. So you'll start seeing brick veneer go up there pretty soon. The way that the phase that project is, they have to brick it before they make that connection to the building. It's pretty well underway on all their exterior studding. Dense glass has been installed on two-thirds of the locker room, and they're starting on the back corner of A right now. Like I said, so once they get that established, then they start brick veneer, waterproofing, all the different layers to bring the building out. Wilson Masonry, who's doing all the block work, has started interior hallway CMUs, which is the concrete wall you see here, that established doorways on the first level, and are starting to build around doorways to ceiling height. What's next? We had a picture of our second beam sign at that location. That beam is located in the back side of the kitchen. It's going to be over top of the wall beam. Shoreline's going to continue roof metal on areas A and B. B is finished. Wilson Masonry will also continue the interior CMU walls, gym exterior brick veneer, and second floor CMU walls. NEC will continue door frame installation and layout on the second floor. Stair tower installation should be coming very, very soon. Coordinating with WBZ for the drain downs and tie the chilled water lines in the building. So our mechanical room, obviously, add additions to the building. We need to tie in heat and AC, so that requires tying in valves in our mechanical room. So we're coordinating with them to try to do that over free. And we're still looking to maintain a schedule for students to come on site. We're supposed to do that today, but the weather didn't allow us to be on site. So hopefully after we return from break, we'll be able to pick that back up. New Intermediate School. So Smyrna School District has received approvals and or comments. So we've got the DOE approval for the site. We have the site plan back from the Fire Marshal's office. It's been approved. They're working on the building plan as we speak. Hopefully by the end of December, we have that back in hand. Office of Drinking Water is nearing end in review. DENREC has submitted comments, their first round of comments. And that was a 12-page submission, so we had 10 comments, which is pretty good. They've been resubmitted, and we're answering corrections. Town of Smyrna is currently in review. Hopefully, end of December, we get that back as well, after speaking with them today. Filled out submission. It's out of our court. It's in review with the attached subdivision. Still waiting to receive comments back with that as far as detour plans and how we're going to navigate construction in the school site. The OMB submission can't take place until we receive all those regulatory approvals. We're hoping to get that packaged up by mid-January. As I mentioned, we've done two school sites, school visits with students. We're trying to maintain that. As we move forward, like I said, it's cool to be able to get these kids in engineering pathways, construction pathways, get them on site and seeing firsthand what it takes to go into building a school. Now it's starting to really take shape. We have a roof structure, we have doorways, we have hallways established. It's going to be cool to see the group that got to see it first and then today. So we'll try to, after the first year, get that back in. Like I said, we're trying to maintain transparency on change orders and what it's costing the construction. Fortunately for North Smyrna, we're still on only three change orders. We had some initial speed bumps, but since we broke ground and got back to the site, we've been in pretty good shape on that project. And then Clayton Intermediate, there's been no changes since last board meeting. You can see in blue some credits that have come back to the district as far as changes that we've made, kind of like value engineering throughout the project started. And we are north of where we started with our allowances currently, so we're in pretty good shape there as well. Got a couple of pictures attached. I'll try to keep this PowerPoint relatively short, and I apologize. As you can see, you got the faux chimney and the roof structure starting to take place. You got the curved dormer to match the building aesthetics currently. And then the way they have to phase this project on this gable wall, you'll see brick veneer go on first and get it closed in, and they'll make their connection in the summertime to the glass stairway tower. Another side view, this is from the parking lot side. If you've got the pond behind you, you've got the curved dormer, and you start to see exterior studding where windows are crawled out and the different elevations and roof structures are there. Then, last I mentioned, this is the locker room section. It's a little more closed in now. They went towards the far corners to the left. But this is the main exterior waterproof sheeting. And then it receives about three more layers before brick veneer. This is the picture. North project, like I said, you see different levels of architecture there on the roof, vaulted ceilings, there's an elevation change in there, so it's going to be real high ceilings, real nice and open, very modern. As you can see, the site, this is before they started putting the crusher on and base down. My next picture depicts that, where there's roadways and curbs in. Kind of see, I'm standing in the back parking lot where it's established. You have a small island to the right, you have a larger island to the face. It's going to create a lot more teacher parking and easier to navigate through that parking lot and drop kids off. That's it.
Thank you.
Any questions?
Thank you,
Doug.
Thank you.
President, I move to enter executive session.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Seuss, second by Mr. Snow to enter executive session. Any questions or comments? Ms. Weber, how do you vote?
Aye.
Dr. Wilson?
Aye.
Mr. Seuss?
Aye.
Mr. Snow?
Aye.
Chair votes aye. Motion carries. No promises this time.
Yeah.
That was a joke.
Was the cake.
These batteries must be precious, man. We get up, he turns them off. You're done.
Meeting back in this session at 7:23. And we will go with personnel.
Madam President, I move to approve item 12.2 as submitted.
Second. With a motion by Mr. Skuse and a second by Ms. Weber to approve item 12.2 as submitted. Any questions or comments? Hearing none, how do you vote, Ms. Weber?
Aye.
Dr. Wilson?
Aye.
Mr. Skuse?
Aye.
Mr. Snow?
Recuse.
Chair votes aye. Motion carries 4-0 with one recused.
Madam President, I move to approve item 12.3 through 12.13 as submitted.
All right, with a motion by Mr. Skuse, a second by Dr. Wilson to approve items 12.1 to 12.3 to 12.13 as submitted. Any questions or comments? Hearing none, all in favor, or hearing none. Ms. Weber, how do you vote?
Aye.
Dr. Wilson?
Aye.
Mr. Skuse?
Aye.
Mr. Snow?
Aye.
Chair votes aye. Motion carries 5-0.
Madam President, I move to approve item 12.14 as submitted.
Second. A motion by Mr. Skuse, a second by Ms. Weber to approve item 12.14 as submitted. Any questions or comments? Hearing none. Ms. Weber, how do you vote?
Aye.
Dr. Wilson?
Aye.
Mr. Skuse?
Aye.
Mr. Snow?
Aye.
Chair votes aye. Motion carries.
Madam President, I move to enter executive session.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Skuse, a second by Mr. Snow to move into executive session. Any questions? Ms. Weber?
Aye.
Dr. Wilson?
Aye.
Mr. Skuse?
Aye.
Mr. Snow?
Aye.
Chair votes aye. Again, no promises. Hearing none. Ms. Weber, how do you vote?
Aye.
Dr. Wilson?
Aye.
Mr. Skuse?
Aye.
Mr. Snow?
Aye.
Chair votes aye. Motion carries.
Madam President, I move to adjourn.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Skuse to adjourn the meeting, second by Ms. Weber. Any questions or comments? Ms. Weber, how do you vote?
Aye.
Dr. Wilson?
Aye.
Mr. Skuse?
Aye.
Mr. Snow?
Aye.
Chair votes aye. Motion adjourned at
9:22. I watched it a little fast.
Yep.
All right, so 9:21. We really came back in at 9:21.
Okay.
Yeah, it was 9:21 the first time. Sorry, my bad. I just did a quick glance.
It's going to mess up my notes.
Yeah, it'll be all right. Nobody will know.
I think it's impressive.
Should have looked at my phone. It's my phone.
The lifesaver. Who's gonna take this?
Oh yeah. He's not here anymore. One reason he's taking off for it. Nick, well, so
we'll when you talk to him.
Oh, tell him to bring back the next meeting. It's not a bad idea.
Yeah.
Leave him a note.